Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In the final installment of the latest Batman trilogy, Bruce Wayne, played by Christian Bale, meets seductive cat burglar Selina Kyle, played by Anne Hathaway, in The Dark Knight Rises.
This is peacetime.
There's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne.
And no, she wasn't referring prophetically to bloody events surrounding the movie's premiere. She was talking about a new effort to take over and utterly destroy Gotham City. An effort led by a mutilated and masked bad guy called Bane, played by the formidable Tom Hardy.
I'm Gotham's reckoning.
You don't owe these people anymore. You've given them everything.
Not everything. Not yet.
This idea of Batman sacrificing himself for people who don't even appreciate it goes along with the movie's emphasis on suffering and torture, as if director Christopher Nolan were channeling his inner Mel Gibson to create the passion of the Batman. But here, the punishment, while cinematically well-staged and often riveting, seems utterly pointless. And the audience really does suffer in the process, especially because the assaultive soundtrack is one of the most obnoxious and headache-inducing in Hollywood history. Sure, it's expertly made and very well acted, but it's also way too long at 2 hours and 45 minutes, and the PG-13 rating really should be R because of the unflinching focus on pain and sadism. 3 stars for The Dark Knight Rises, but 3 stars with an asterisk that notes that I thoroughly dislike this movie, even while I respected its craft.